The New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, Episode 64. I'm your host, Steve Webb. In Leviticus chapter 4 today, God gives instructions for specific types of sin offerings. In Matthew 15, Jesus predicts his death and resurrection. We're reading again today from the Lexham English Bible. Leviticus chapter 4. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the Israelites, saying, if a person sins by an unintentional wrong from any of Yahweh's commands that should not be violated, and he violates any of them, if the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, then concerning the sin that he has committed, he shall bring a young bull without defect for Yahweh as a sin offering. He shall bring the bull to the tent of assembly's entrance before Yahweh, place his hand on the bull's head, and slaughter the bull before Yahweh. The anointed priest shall take some of the bull's blood and bring it to the tent of assembly, and the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and shall spatter some of the blood 7 times before Yahweh in front of the sanctuary's curtain. The priest shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of fragrant incense before Yahweh, which is in the tent of assembly, and all the rest of the bull's blood he must pour out on the base of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the entrance of the tent of assembly. He must remove all the fat from the bull of the sin offering, the fat that covers the inner parts, and all of the fat that is on the inner parts, the 2 kidneys and the fat that is on them, and the liver's lobe that he must remove in addition to the kidneys, just as it is removed from the ox of the fellowship offering sacrifice, and the priest shall turn them into smoke on the altar of the burnt offering. But the bull's skin and its meat, in addition to its head, its lower leg bones, inner parts, and its offal, he shall carry all of the bull outside the camp to a ceremonially clean place, to the fatty ashes dump, and he shall burn it on wood in the fire. It must be burned up on the fatty ashes dump. If Israel's whole assembly did wrong, unintentionally, and the matter was concealed from the assembly's eyes, and they acted against any of Yahweh's commands that should not be violated, so that they incur guilt, when the sin that they have committed against that command becomes known, the assembly shall present a young bull as a sin offering, and they shall bring it before the tent of assembly, and the elders of the assembly shall place their hands on the bull's head before Yahweh, and he shall slaughter the bull before Yahweh. Then the anointed priest shall bring some of the bull's blood to the tent of assembly, and the priest shall dip his finger in the blood, and shall spatter it 7 times before Yahweh in front of the curtain. He must put some of the blood on the altar's horns before Yahweh in the tent of assembly, and all the rest of the blood he must pour out on the base of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the tent of assembly's entrance. He must remove all its fat from it, and he shall turn it into smoke on the altar. He shall do to the bull just as he did to the sin offering's bull, so he must do it. The priest shall make atonement for them, and they shall be forgiven. He shall bring the rest of the bull outside the camp, and he shall burn it just as he burned the first bull. It is the sin offering for the assembly. When a leader sins and commits an unintentional wrong against any of the commands of Yahweh his God that should not be violated, so that he incurs guilt, or his sin he has committed is made known to him, he shall bring a male goat without defect as his offering. He shall place his hand on the he-goat's head and slaughter it in the place where he slaughtered the burnt offering before Yahweh. It is a sin offering. The priest shall take some of the sin offering's blood with his finger, and he shall put it on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, and he must pour out the rest of its blood on the base of the altar of the sin offering. He must turn all of its fat into smoke on the altar, like the fat of the fellowship offering sacrifice, and the priest shall make atonement for him because of his sin, and he will be forgiven. If any one of the people of the land sins by an unintentional wrong by violating one of Yahweh's commands that should not be violated, so that he incurs guilt, or his sin he has committed is made known to him, he shall bring as his offering a female goat without defect as his offering for his sin that he committed. He shall place his hand on the sin offering's head and slaughter the sin offering in the place of the burnt offering. The priest shall take some of its blood with his finger, and he shall put it on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, and he must pour out all the rest of its blood on the altar's base. He must remove all of its fat, just as the fat was removed from the fellowship offering sacrifice, and the priest shall turn it into smoke on the altar as an appeasing fragrance for Yahweh. The priest shall make atonement for him, and he will be forgiven. But if he brings a lamb as his offering for a sin offering, he must bring a female without defect. He shall place his hand on the sin offering's head, and he shall slaughter it as a sin offering in the place where he slaughtered the burnt offering. The priest shall take some of the sin offering's blood with his finger, and he shall put it on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, and he must pour out all the rest of its blood on the altar's base. He must remove all of its fat, just as the lamb's fat from the fellowship offering sacrifice was removed, and the priest shall turn them into smoke on the altar upon Yahweh's offerings made by fire. And the priest shall make atonement for him because of his sin that he committed, and he will be forgiven. Matthew chapter 16. And when the Pharisees and Sadducees came to test him, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. So he answered and said to them, "When evening comes, you say, 'It will be fair weather because the sky is red,' and early in the morning, 'Today it will be stormy weather because the sky is red and darkening.' You know how to evaluate correctly the appearance of the sky, but you are not able to evaluate the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, and a sign will not be given to it except the sign of Jonah." And he left them and went away. And when the disciples arrived at the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. And Jesus said to them, "Watch out for and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." So they were discussing this among themselves, saying, "It is because we did not take bread." But knowing this, Jesus said, "Why are you discussing among yourselves that you did not take bread, you of little faith? Do you not yet understand, or do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000, and how many baskets you took up? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000, and how many baskets you took up? How do you not understand that I did not speak to you about bread, but beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees?" Then they understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he began asking his disciples, saying, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you release on earth will be released in heaven." Then he commanded the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised on the third day. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid, Lord, this will never happen to you." But he turned around and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a cause for stumbling to me, because you are not intent on the things of God, but the things of people." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life on account of me will find it. For what will a man be benefited if he gains the whole world but forfeits his life? Or what will a person give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and at that time he will reward each one according to what he has done. Truly I say to you that there are some of those standing here who will never experience death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." May God bless the reading of his word. So in Leviticus today, we learned that even if a person doesn't know something is a sin, it's still a sin. What is it they say? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm glad we live in the time of grace. In Matthew, we see a wonderful picture of one of my favorite Bible characters. Peter is the guy who said, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then Jesus called him blessed. And then he turns right around in the very next scene and tells Jesus that he mustn't be killed, which is, of course, completely opposite of God's will. But in his passion, Peter blurts things out without really thinking. He's a ready, fire, aim kind of guy. I guess I sort of relate to him. But what are your thoughts? LifespringMedia.com/Facebook. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.